Today's daf is Chulin daf Mem Gimel. We are 10 lines from the top of daf Mem Gimel Amid Aleph. So yesterday we began the third parak in Mesachtes Chulin, which is almost a Mesachta for itself, and that is Parak Elu Treifas. And the Mishnah began with a list of the Treifas Bebehema. And the Mishnah went on to list 18 Treifas, 18 defects, that if an animal has this defect, the halacha is that even if it has a kosher shechita, still you will not be able to eat from the animal. So machlokes in the Gemara, whether the metzias of a treifa is that it's einoi chaya, or whether the metzias of a treifa is that it's chaya. Treifa einoi chaya means that as a result of this defect, it's a mortal defect, the animal will not be able to live. Yoyser miyud beis chaydash. The man that says treifa chaya agrees that at some point this animal is going to die. The question, however, is can it make it past yud beis chaydash? Treifa Chaya holds that it would be able to. Additionally, we saw that there was a Braisa, Tanit Rabbi Shmuel, who said, Shmoina Esrei Treifois Nemru L'Moshe Misinai. And in the Gemara, it was Mavur that the 18 Treifois mentioned the Braisa of Tanit Rabbi Shmuel are not the same as the 18 Treifois mentioned in our Mishnah. Either way, the Gemara asked that aren't there more Treifois? V'ho'ika Baskar. You have the Shev Shmaitza, the other Shev Shmaitza. Regardless, we went through some of the Cheshbonis yesterday, moving along. So one of the treifas that were mentioned in our Mishnah is Nikva Hamara. If the animal's gallbladder has a nekev, what does nekev mean? First Rashi in the Perek, kol nekev amashu, a hole, a puncture that's even the size of a mashu, that would be enough to make it a treifa. But we saw in the Gemara that it's really the opinion of Adas Yochid. It's the opinion of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. So it says the Gemara, Hilchois, Chaver, Kizayis, Mara, Kurkavan, Simon. And what these five things have in common is, as we'll see, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef, in a Meir that's not that often quoted in Shas, it was a Talmud Rabbi Yochanan, and he said five halachas, all of which are going to be quoted right here. So the first thing he said was, I'm Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, halach, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yehuda. The halach is like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, that nikva hamara, a puncture in the gallbladder, is enough to make the animal a treif. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, I'm Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. So we have a machlokes, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether Nikva Hamara is a treifa or Nikva Hamara is not a treifa. Now, the way it's presented in the Talmud Bavli is the Chachamim say, no, Rabbi Yehuda says, yeah. The question, however, is there must have been background to this machloikis. There must have been a give or take. Or a shaklevatai, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef says, I have some inside information. I could tell you what went on behind the scenes when Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim debated this question, whether a nekev in the Mara should render the animal a treifa or not. Says the Gemara, the Chachamim told Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, how could you tell me a hole in the Mara makes an animal a treifa? But there's a pasuk, the context over there is Iyov. Iyov says, Yishpeich la'aretz mirei ras. It would appear that Iyov had a hole in his gallbladder. So to add insult to injury, amongst everything that Iyov was dealing with, he also had a punctured gallbladder. And the gall, those are the contents of the gallbladder, were pouring onto the floor. That's what he said, literally, Yishpeich. We're not supposed to take it as poetic license, but the Chavrei, the Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda understood the pasuk literally. Now, Vaday and Iyev Kayim. Iyev ended up living 140 years after that rough patch that he went through in life. So what do you see from there? We know that a treifa is a nechaya. So if a hole in the gallbladder would make an animal a treifa, then Iyev should have died. So how did Iyev live to tell the story? Amalehem. So Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda told the Chachamim, you're bringing a raya from Iyev. Ein maskira maisen nisen. The whole story of Iyev is not something that we can understand. It's above our pay grade. It's lamayla min hateva. And as a result, don't prove from the fact that Iyev had a punctured gallbladder, yet he lived, that means that anybody with a punctured gallbladder would be able to. Says the Gemara, Dilei teima hachi, and I'll prove it to you. Because Yiflach kil Yosef leyachmo. Another one of the diseases that Iyev had at that time is he had kidney disease. A kidney disease that the Gemara assumes for sure would render a person a treifa. Yet, you see that he was able to live. Elo nisa shani, you have to say this whole story was mice and nisim. That's why he was able to live. What's the proof in the pasuk that there were mice and nisim? The chsiv, rakis nafshe shmar. Rashi quotes a Gemara, Mesachis Bava Basra. We went through these divrei agada of Iyev when we learned Bava Basra together at the end of the first parak. It's many, many Gemaras that discuss the episode of Iyev in very great detail. But one of the points that we need for this sugi is that Hashem told the Satan that I want you to torture Iyev. and I want you to give Eiv Yisurim that the world has never seen. But at the same time, Rakis Nafshe Shmar. You have to make sure that you keep him alive. So the Satan, so to speak, had instructions to keep Eiv alive. Thus, he was forced to keep him alive. Even Shloka Derech Hateva, Hachanam Inis Hashayni, you can't bring any Urias from you. We'll get back to this. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. A third thing. Halacha Kidivreya Oimer Kizayis. Halacha is like the man that says that a person has to have a kizayis of, or an animal has to have a kizayis of its liver in order for it to not be a treifa, in order for it to be kosher. Now, our Mishnah mentioned the liver as one of the simanim of a treifa. The Lashon HaMishnah was, nitel ha-kaved v'lo yinishtayim menu klo. If the liver was removed from the animal and there's nothing left, the halach is it's a treifa. Clearly implied from the Mishnah is if something would be there, even a chatzi share, even if it'd be less than a kizayis, that would be enough that the animal should be kosher. The problem is, there's a Mishnah later in the Perek where the Mishnah says very clearly that as long as that the animal has to have a kizayis of its liver in order for it to be kosher. But if you would remove it and some would be left, but that amount left would be less than a kizayis, it would be a problem. At first glance, it would seem to be a stira. Bottom line is, which is the halacha? Is the halacha like the first Mishnah? Or is the halacha like the second Mishnah? That's Rabbi Yisrael Yosef said, I heard from Rabbi Yochanan, halacha is k'tivri yomir kizayis, the halacha is like the second Mishnah. Meaning an animal has to have at least a kizayis of its liver in order for it not to be a treifa. Frank, think about me, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, hachi. Could Rabbi Yochanan have said, I'm Rabbi Reichan, Rabbi Yochanan, halacha is stam Mishnah. Rabbi Reichan is the name Rabbi Yochanan, halacha is like stam Mishnah, v'tanan. And our Mishnah is a stam Mishnah. Nitlo ha-kovev lo nishtayim menu klog. It sounds like, ha nishtayim ksheir, as long as something's remaining, even if it's less than a kizayis, it's going to be kosher. So the Gemara says, you're right, it would seem to be at first glance a steer in Rabbi Yochanan, because if Rabbi Yochanan is passing like the second Mishnah, it means he's not passing like the first Mishnah. The first Mishnah is a stam Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan always said, halachic stam Mishnah must be a Meirah, and then of a little bit Rabbi Yochanan, it must be not everybody agree, this is a little bit of a chiddush, that Rabbi Yochanan paskin kistam Mishnah, meaning throughout Shas, it's universally accepted that Rabbi Yochanan Shita was halachic stam Mishnah. In this Gemara, what emerges is not true. Not everybody held that way. It was Amira Ninu Alibid Rabbi Yochanan. There was an Amira that said that Rabbi Yochanan paskin like the second Mishnah, which means not like the first Mishnah. Doesn't Rabbi Yochanan halachic kistam Mishnah? I guess not. And then there were Amiram that held Rabbi Yochanan paskin like the stam Mishnah, which would then mean that Rabbi Yochanan would have no choice but to paskin like the first Mishnah in the Perek, which is a very big kula, that as long as the animal has a little bit of liver, that would be enough that it shouldn't be a treifa. But there's a very obvious question on this Gemara. Rashi asked the Kasha, and Tosfos asked the Kasha. And that is, it's true Rabbi Yochanan paskins like stam Mishnah, but in this case, they're both stam Mishnah. So if they're both stam Mishnayis, then maybe over here it's going to be different. What's the Kasha? You have a Mishnah that seems to suggest that an animal that has a little bit of liver, even if it's less than a kizayis, is not a treifa. Then you have an animal, a Mishnah that says, no, an animal has to have at least a kizayis of the kavi. They're both stam Mishnah. You have a stira. So Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef said, I heard from Rabbi Yochanan, the halacha is like the second stam Mishnah. Freik to Gemara, how could it be? Rabbi Yochanan holds like stam Mishnah. It means he's not paskin like the first stam Mishnah. How does that stem with Rabbi Yochanan sheet of halacha stam Mishnah? I understand Rabbi Yochanan holds like a stam Mishnah, but here you have an issue. You have a stira between two stam Mishnahs, and as a result, you have to pick one, right? This is what else you're supposed to? You can't paskin like both. It's not possible. So maybe Rabbi Yochanan holds halacha stam Mishnah, but if there's a stam Mishnah kineged stam Mishnah, maybe there Rabbi Yochanan said, I have no choice but to pick and choose which stam Mishnah I want to paskin like. Either way, I and Rashi the Tosfos says the Gemara Vayit. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Marishenikva if an animal's mara has a nekev, which according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, would render the animal a treifa. And, oh, by the way, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, this was the first of the five halachas that he said in this morning's daf, that the halachas like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. So at this point, this animal is a treifa. So what happens if the mara has a nekev, but the liver of the animal is soismasa? It's stuffing it. It's plugging the hole. Ksheira, that's enough for it to be kashif. Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef, finally, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, nikev ha-kurkevon. If the kurkevon had a nekev, the kiss shaloi kayim, but the kiss is kayim, is intact, kosher, the halacha is that it's going to be kosher. So a kurkevon is translated in English as the gizzard. It's part of the digestive system of an oif, of a bird. So think of the bird's stomach or something like that. Regardless, it's made up of a sac, which is where the food ends up as it goes through the digestive system, and it's surrounded by a wall of tissue. said Rabbi Yitzchak Rab Yosef in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that if there's a nekev in the korkovan, that means that wall that's surrounding the korkovan was now punctured. But it didn't impact the sack itself. The nekev didn't go into the actual kiss, into the actual korkovan. So the outer lining was punctured, but it didn't penetrate. Then the halach is, it's going to be kosher, which is a chiddush. Ibayulahu. The Gemara declares a shayla. What if it was in the reverse? Nikiv akiss. What if there's a hole in the kiss, but the korkovan kayin, but the wall surrounding it is cut. I guess the hole came from the inside. What would be that halacha there? The Gemara says Tashma. Amar Rav Nachman, Nikiv Zebeloizeh, kosher. That if either one has a nekev, but both don't have a nekev, that's going to be kosher. It means what Rabbi Yosef said it in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that if the nekev is in the korkovan, but the kiss is kayim, it's kosher. It was lav dafka in that order. Meaning if it was in the reverse order, it would be the same halacha. The only way it'd be considered a treifa is if it's both the surrounding wall and the kiss itself that would have the hole. Amar Rava, shnei oiros yeshloi leveshet. The veshet, the esophagus, is made up of two layers of skin. Chitzoin edoim, the outer is red, upnimi lava, and the inner is white. Nikev zeh beloy zeh kosher. And when the Mishnah says that nikev haveshet, Nekuvas HaVeshet, which is the first of the Yudches Treifas mentioned in the Mishnah, is considered a Treifa. That's only if it goes through both. But if only one of the Veshets, so to speak, would have the Nekev, it would be okay. Says the Gemara, Lomadli the Meimachit and Edipnimi Lavan. It's very important halacha what Rava said. That the only time the Nekuvas HaVeshet is considered a Treifa is if it goes through both layers. But why was it important for Rava to say that the outer one is red and the inner one is white? I mean, what if the outer one is white and the inner one is red? Is that really important when you're sitting and learning Chulin Daf Mem Gimel? So the Gemara says, yeah, it's very important. You know why? The Chol of Treifa. What he meant to say was it has to be in that order. And if you would find an animal that had it in the reverse order, it would actually be a problem. We would look at it as a defect that the animal has. It would render the animal a Treifa. What would be the halacha if the two holes, the two nekovim, were not aligned properly? I mean, we just said two halachos of treifos where you need the hole to go through two layers. The first context that we said was Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yosef, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, regarding the korkovan. Nikavat korkovan is considered a treifa, but there's two parts to the korkovan. What the Gemara refers to as the kiss, what the Gemara refers to as the korkovan itself, that's that wall that surrounds the kiss. The neck would have to go through both. If the neck doesn't go through both, it wouldn't be considered a treifa. Now we just had a similar halacha regarding the kuvas haveshet, regarding the esophagus. It's made up of two layers. The outer one is red, the inner one is white. And you would need that the nekev should go through both of them in order for it to be considered a treifa. So again, there's these two layers that the nekev has to go through in order to render the animal a treifa, both in the context of a oif, when describing the treifa of the korkovan, and with regards to the behema, or the oif, but in this case the behema, when we're talking about the nekuvas haveshet. And in both cases it has to go through two layers. The question is, what happens if the two holes, meaning the hole went through both layers, but they weren't aligned? One was on top and the one was on the bottom. So the outer, the edoin, the red layer of the esophagus has a hole on the upper part, and the white chelik has one on the lower part. Says the Gemara, Amar Azutra Mishmei Rapapa, Beveshet Kasher. In the context of Beveshet, it's going to be Kasher, but Korkovan Pasul. But as relates to the Korkovan, there it's going to be Pasul. And the Pashup Shan in the Gemara, the svar behind this is what's a Veshet? Veshet's a pipe. It's the food pipe. The food goes through the veshet. Being that it passes through the veshet, the Gemara assumes that unless you have two holes that are aligned with each other that goes directly through the esophagus, then the fact that there's a hole there is not going to impact the animal. If you have a hole where food can actually go through, where things can actually get messed up, that's when the animal becomes a treifa. But for that, you would need the hole to go through the entire veshet. In this case, you don't have one hole that goes through the entire veshet. You have a hole in the outer part of the veshet. You have a hole in the inner part of the veshet. But because of the fact that they're not aligned with each other, nothing is going to happen. Now, maybe there should be a concern that somehow somebody's going to seep through the inner hole and make its way out through the outer hole. Tain is the Gemara, that being that the food is going through it, it's not such a chash. As opposed to the kurkavan, that's the stomach. What happens happens in the stomach. The food sits in the stomach. Being that it sits there, so even though these two holes are not aligned with each other, but it's going to spend some time there, and as a result, you never know what could happen. But the Gemara said, Maska for Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said, I think in Svara just the opposite. Ad Rav, Veshet to Achlabe, Upa Abe. The Veshet, which, number one, is the food pipe, but additionally, the Veshet is also attached to the trachea, which means that every time the animal breathes, the Veshet is moving. As a result, Revach Gamdele Upashtele. So it keeps on expanding and contracting every time the animal breathes. So Zimnin de Mahanda Zim Bahadi Adadi. So there's a concern that even though the two holes are not aligned with each other, but maybe being that it's so active, the Veshet, at some point the holes may align a little bit better. But Kurkuma, the Menach Nayach, Kidakai Kai, but the Kurkuma doesn't move. Being that it doesn't move, if the holes are not aligned with each other, over there you don't have to. So it's really two ways of looking at it. Either way, Amalir Rav Acha, Rav Yisrael, Rav Ashi, Hachi Amina Meshmeid Marazutra, the Amma Meshmeid Rav Papa, Kavoseich. I traced this back all the way to Rav Papa, I heard like you. Not like what the Gemara said. The Gemara said, Amma Marazutra made Rav Papa, Beveshet, Kasha, Bekurkuma, Puzzle, where the two holes are not aligned with each other. Said the Gemara, Rav Acha, Rav Yosef told Rav Ashi, I heard from Mazutra named Rav Papa, just the opposite. Not the way it was previously reported, but rather the way you thought it in Svara, that regarding the Veshet, if there's two holes not aligned with each other, it's still going to be possible, because being that it's so active, we're concerned that something bad can happen. As it relates to the Kurkuvan, being that it sits in one place, over there we actually do not have to worry. Just one more Gemara. V'amar Rabba Krumsha Ola Machmas Maka V'Veshet Enei Krum. If an animal goes into the Veshet and he sees that there's a little scab, so the it looks a little like there must have been a nekev, there must have been a hole in the Veshet, and now it healed. And because it healed, there's a scab there. So the question is, do you have to look at it as Nekuvas of Veshet right now? It's considered a trefa, or do you not have to? So Rabba said that that scab is not a scab, meaning it's not considered healed. We look at it still as Nekuvas of Veshet. The animal is going to be a trefa. So before we go weiter, just one ha'ara. Tosfos in many places in Shas brings a very big chiddush from Rabbeinu Tam. We mentioned that the laws of treifa impact animals. Perek Eilu treifas is a masechtas chulin that deals with shechita of an animal, a behema, a chaya, a oif. But the halachas of treifas also impact bnei adam. It impacts human beings. You have sugis in masechtas Sanhedrin. If somebody kills a treifa, is a treifa kosher le'edus? Is he not kosher le'edus? Edus she'ati yochel azimah. So there's many halachas in Shas that deal with human beings, where the laws of treifa are impacted as well. Tais brings from Rabbeinu Tam in many places. The Rabbeinu Tam said that even though you find halachas of treifa regarding a behemoth, and you find halachas of treifa regarding bnei adam, the halachas are not one and the same. So you can't sit down and learn Perek Eilu treifas and learn that there were yud ches treifa is that we never halacha l'moishim misinai, and the way the Rambam brings it in the Perek Yud Hilcha Shechita that there's many toldois of treifas as well, and in totality he says there's 70, and a machloikis of treifa chaya, treifa enicha, and all the gemaras, 25 blot of gemara, most of which deal with laws of treifas that we're about to learn. Says Rabbeinu Tam, you can't cut and paste, you can't apply these principles that we're learning now in Perek Eilu treifas to the halachas of treifa bnei adam, because bnei adam and adam are not the same. So this treifas of adam, this treifas of behemois, and they are not one and the same. One place where Tosfos says is in Sechta Zvachim, Dav Kufte Zayin Manal. The context over there is, the Gemara is discussing Noyach's status when he entered the Teva. And the Gemara has a Havamina in the Cheshbon of the Gemara, whether Noyach was a Trefa, or whether Noyach was not a Trefa. Vrei Tosfos Akasha, how could there be a discussion in a Gemara, an entire half a Amid of Shas, whether Noach was a treifa? By the way, this is Gemara in a few places. Whether Noach was not a treifa? V'im toimar v'aloichai achri ken gimel me'oshana. We know that Noach lived after the flood for 300 years. We pass in treifa enechaya. So if treifa is enechaya, bal karchach, Noach wasn't a treifa. Yeah, so maybe in real time he was a treifa, was not a treifa. I have no idea. But in hindsight, which is 2020, we know for sure that Noach was not a treifa because he lived 300 years after the Mabel. As I afraid Tais Sakasha. So Tais says a teretz, and Tais says, V'Rabbeinu Tam hoyu rogel l'chalik, bein treifa is the Adam, the treifa is the behema. The Rabbeinu Tam used to say a chilik, and this was one of his makairis, that there's a difference between a treifa the Adam and a treifa the behema, mishum. And what's the reason? The Adam Islay Masla. Because a person has Masla. A person has Masla. A person's different. The behemoth has no Masla, quote unquote. A person does have Masla. And because of the fact that a person has Masla, it's going to be different. Now, Tais Tam doesn't explain what he means when he says other mislay maza. So what came to mind, of course, is Baba Kama, that Bezam and Bez. The Gemara over there discusses a mu'ed, a shayr ha-mu'ed, an animal that shtoist two times or three times or four times, a shayr ha-mu'ed. So the halacha is mu'ed la'adam, havi mu'ed la'behema. But mu'ed la'behema, lay havi mu'ed la'adam. An animal that's a shayr ha-mu'ed because it shtoises people, it's considered a mu'ed with regards to the behemah as well. So if it kills a behemah, you're going to have to pay nezek shalom. But if you have an animal that's a mu'ed lebehemah, it doesn't necessarily make him a mu'ed lebehemah. Says the Gemara, why? Because Adam is le mazla, and a behemah is less le mazla. And Rashi over there, Bava Kama, that pays on the base, says two pshatim. A more balabatish pshat, a more practical pshat, and then a more hibi-jibi pshat. Says Rashi, Adam is le mazla, shleish le das, lishmer is kufa. A person knows how to take care of himself. An animal doesn't know how to take care of itself. So just because an animal is a mu'ed and knows how to get a behemah, yeah, a behemah, sometimes it's hard for him to protect its blind side. But an Adam, a human being, he's his le mazla. So Rashi, shleish le das, lishmer is kufa. As a result, it's going to know how to look out for itself, and it's for that reason, it's not going to, just because you're a mu'ed behemah doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be a mu'ed la'adam. Then Rashi says a different shot, that it could be mazla means a person has a malach that watches him, that protects him, ayin b'achroinim. But the bottom line is Rebbeinu Tam just said that Adam is le mazla, and as a result, the laws of treifos are impacted differently when it comes to bnei Adam and when it comes to a behemah. Pashat, the way he retaises is that even though it's true treifa in a chaya, maybe that's only by a behemah, but maybe the idea of treifa in a chaya is not by bnei. That's a very big chiddush if that's really what Rebbeinu Tam means. Oh well. That's where we're going. So, absolutely. So that's what Tosfos says over here in Daf Kuf Tezai. Another place where Tosfos says this is in Masechtas Gittin, Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis. And the context over there is a very well-known Gemara. It's tucked away in the middle of the story of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa. So we know that at the very end, Vespasian sends his son, Titus, to go destroy the Beis HaMikdash. And when Titus arrives in the Beis HaMikdash, he does something very terrible. He performs an act that would go down in history as perhaps the worst avera that a person ever did. It says the Gemara, Me'asa. What did he do? Tafaz Zayna B'yada. He took a Zayna, V'nichtas L'Beis Kodesh HaKadosh, V'yitziya Sefer Torah, and he took Sefer Torah, V'ovar Oleo Avin, and he was boiled the Zayna on top of the Sefer Torah in the Kodesh HaKadosh. V'not else, he wasn't done. Then he took a sword, v'gider es ha-pareiches, and he cut the pareiches, v'nasa nes, v'yodam mevatzves v'yoytze, blood was coming out, k'sava harikas, that's when first he thought he killed himself, then when he realized he was still alive, he started screaming, and that's the Gemara over there. Says the Gemara that Iyav was very proud of what he did. And he walks out of the Kodesh HaKadosh with a lot of gaiva. He goes onto his boat, Arch of Titus. He's on his way back to Rome, carrying the menorah, maybe not the menorah. Either way, says the Gemara, Amadol of Nachshol Shabiyam L'Toyvay. Kadosh Baruch Hu felt that such an avera requires Matan Schar B'tzidah. Titus is going to have to be punished right now for what he just did. So the Nachshol Shabiyam, the Hashem creates this ridiculous storm, and Titus' ship is about to sink. Omar, so Titus said, Kumaduma ani, I think she'eleheim she'elelu ingvurasei elabamayim. I know God is powerful, and I know he avenges sometimes the Jews, but at the same time, it looks like he has one trick. There's one way that he knows how to do this. He knows it with Mayim. But Pari, what happened when Pari came? Tebay b'mayim. Right? He sunk him in the sea. These parishes. But Sisra, what happened? Tebay b'mayim. Afuay medalayla, taveda b'mayim. Imhu gibar? Said Titus, if HaKadosh Baruch was a real gibar, yalo liyabasha. Let's see if he can come to the yabasha. V'yas imim luchama. Let's see if he can fight with me on the ground. Yatsa baskova amrulay. Rasha ben Rasha, memonosha lezava Rasha. Briya kali eshli b'ilami. I want to tell you something. I'm going to give you a little class in zoology. I have a very little bria. It's called a yatush, a gnat. And you're going to see that it's going to fight a war with you, and let's see who's going to win. I lay the yabasha, v'tasi imam mecham. So the Gemara says, Olo liyabasha, bo yatush, v'nichnas b'chaytmai. Yatush came, it entered his nose, v'nikar b'moichai sheva shanim, and it's been clapped for 7 years. Yoy mechad, havikacholov, abodo, debay napcha. One day he was passing a blacksmith. Shama kolar zafta. He heard a the smith who was clapping, ishtatik. And when that happened, this yutush stopped pecking. It stopped doing its thing. And he had a little bit of relief. Omar, he said, ikutakanta. He was so excited. So he had blacksmith. They would come to his palace and they'd be clapping off in cup. Mara says, if this smith was a non-Jew, a Gentile, he would give him 4 zuzim. But if he was a Yid, Amalei told him, I don't have to pay you. Why? Because you're seeing Hashem take revenge from your enemies, that should be worth more than the few shekels that I'm going to give you. This went on for 30 days. At the end of the 30 days, the Yatush already got used to this sign, this noise. It wasn't doing anything for him at that point. It was already over. Says the Gemara, Tanya Amra Pinchas ben Aruf, Ani Yisi ben Gdoli Roimi. I was one of the dignitaries in Rome. Ukishameis, when Titus died, Patsuas Moichai. So they did an autopsy. They opened up his brain, literally. Umatsubai, and they found Kitsipar Gerard. They found that this Yatush had grown to a bird. It was Mishkal Shnesla. And we're bringing different versions of how much it weighed. Either way, this is a well-known story about Titus HaRasha. So what happened? This Yatush entered the brain of Titus, and the Niker B'moichai, and it was clapping, literally, on the brain for 7 years. Freitai Sakasha, he says, I don't understand. We know that one of the treifas that I mentioned in the Mishnah, Velu treifas, this is a Masechtas Gittin, Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis, smack in the middle of our Gadat the Gemara. We know that one of the treifas is Nikrov Kum Shal Mayach, that if the membrane that surrounds the brain gets punctured, that means that the animal becomes a treif. And we know the laws of treifa don't just impact animals, they impact Bnei Adam as well. And we pass in treifa in a chaya. So if treifa is in a chaya, how could Titus have had this yatush, which later grew into a tzipar that was mishkal shnei sloim, clapping on his brain for 7 years? L'chaya had to get into the brain. It went through the krum shem amayach. So if it went through the krum shem amayach, if that's the case, then l'chaya, it's nikav akrum. If it's nikav akrum, it should have been treifa. He had no business living for 7 years. Says, Tois is not a kasha. Why not? Why not? Because if you paid attention to the Lashon HaGemara, and Medayik L'Shoinei Shalza, of this Divrei Agada, the Lashon HaGemara is Boyatush V'Nichmas B'Choytmai. It went in through the nose. It says, Toisves Akubi, if it goes in through the nose, that's how this nekiv happens. Maybe over there it's going to be different. So Oidei Shloimar says, Toisves, V'Oidei Shchiluk Ben Trefes Da'adon L'Behemo, Kidab Rishber Kama De'erevin, Rabbeinu Tam's Yisoy throughout Shas. As Toisves, we could chalk this up as another riot, Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said there's a chiluk between Trefes Da'adon and Trefes Da'Behemo. So it's true in Perikelu Trefes, Nikav HaKrum Shal Mayach, that makes a treifa. And based on that, Titus would have had no business living for another 7 years. But that's all by a treifa de behema. There's a difference between a treifa de behema and a treifa de adam. Either way, Rabbeinu Tam said a very important yesod. Again, this yesod is mentioned throughout Shas. Even when Tosfos quotes it, he says, "Vrogel Rabbeinu Tam." This is a big, is one of the big famous Rabbeinu Tams, right? Some of them we know. This is a famous Rabbeinu Tam, where Rabbeinu Tam said in Hilchas Treifas is a chiluk between a treifa de adam and a treifa de behema. We have a raya from Noach. We have a raya from Titus. Regardless, and everybody asks this kasha. Not Achrayim, I'm sorry. It's Taisus kasha. Taisus himself asks this kasha in Zvachim Daf Kufta Zayinim and Aleph. Noach is a riot Rabbeinu Tam. Titus is a riot Rabbeinu Tam. But if Taichiach, Eev is also a biblical figure. How are we going to explain Eev? Because we had a Gemara over here where the Gemara said that how could you tell me that a hole in the Mara is a treifa? You see that Eev lived past Yud Beis Chodesh, and then the Gemara mentioned with a diseased kidney, L'chaira, what's the kasha? Maybe as it relates to a behema, Nikfa Hamara, is a treifa, like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda said. You have a Gemara? The Gemara was talking about an Adam. Just like the Krum Shel Mayach wasn't a problem for Titus, and just like whatever treifa the Gemara thought Noach was, wasn't an issue. He lived another 300 years. See, Eev was able to live another 140 years, whatever the exact number was, even after he went through this episode. What did Gemara say? Ein maskirim meisen nisen. Don't bring rise from miracles. What do you have to come onto a miracle? Maybe it wasn't a maifest. According to Rabbeinu Tam, this is the way it is. That it's true, treif ein echai, but that's only by behema. But maybe as it relates to an Adam, maybe over there it's going to be different. So we have to spend some more time on Rabbeinu Tam's shita. But this is Rabbeinu Tam part one. Either way, zok de Gemara vaitiv. Amar Rabba veshet ein loy bedika mi bachutz. So we just mentioned that the veshet has two layers. There's an outer layer, there's an inner layer. The outer layer is red, the inner layer is white. So Rabbi said that when you're doing a bedika on a veshet and you want to see if there's something wrong with it, so you can't do the bedika mibachotz. Because presumably what you're going to be looking for is blood, and being that the outer layer, we'll see what this means in a second, the outer layer of the veshet is red, so you're not going to be able to see blood, because red against red isn't going to show. Bifnin. The way you would have to do it is you'd have to look at the inner layer. If you look at the inner layer, there, which is white, so the blood is going to show. It says, why are we looking for blood? So Rava said, it's negeya, suffik drusa. Where it'd be negeya is if you have an animal, and you have a suffik, whether it was a drusa or it was not a drusa. So drusa is the trefa that's mentioned in the Torah. Ubasa basa, the trefa lo yisachel. Right? That is the Torah is one example that it gives of a trefa. Everything else is halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Meaning, you have an animal, it was clawed, or it was trampled on by another animal. That in and of itself makes the animal a trefa. So you don't even have to do any inspections. If you know that it was a drusa, that in itself is a problem. What we're dealing with is when you had a suffik drusa. We have it sad that maybe this animal was clawed. What would create the suffik? So it's really Gemara's later. But, you know, you walk into your pen and you see a lion there and you see one of your lambs there and the lamb is making noises and, you know, the lion has this guilty look. The Gemara actually depicts a very similar picture to this later in the parak. But regardless, that you have reason to suspect that maybe there was some foul play here, although you don't know for sure. So then you start doing bedikas. You could look at the veshet. If you see a little bit of blood, that would be a simen that maybe it was a drusa. So Rava said, when you have a shayla, yeah, drusa, no drusa. So what's the halacha? You do bedika. You do an inspection. So suffik drusa, if you're looking for blood, you have to look from the inside. You can't look from the outside because the outside is red, so it's not going to show up. Says the Gemara, he's suffik drusa, that's why they're coming there. Rabba. So again, Rabba was the one that said this. And the Gemara says, a Maisa Shaya Kachaya, where there was a Suffolk Drusa that was presented to Rabba. And Rabba starts looking at the Veshen, and he was looking at it from the outside. So Abaya told Rabba, right? Abaya was Rabba's Talmud. So he says, Rebbe, how could you be looking from the outside? Aren't you the one that said Veshen Ein Lebedika from the outside? So the Gemara says, Afche Rabba Ubatke. So what Rabba did was, he flipped it around, and then he was Baidik. And then he found two little splats of dam. V'tarfa, and he made it a trefa. Says the Gemara, v'rabba nami, Rabba knew this all along, but l'chududi l'abayu, he wanted to see if Abaya was going to pick up on that. I mean, Rabba was the one that said that you can't check the veshet from the outside, so how was he himself? He didn't need Abaya to remind him of what he said, says the Gemara. He was just trying to test Abaya to see whether Abaya was sharp enough to be able to point out this mistake. Amarula, Yashav Lakoitz Beveshet, Ein Choshesh in Shema, Hivri. What happens if an animal has a thorn in its veshet, but there's no nekef? So there's a thorn there, but there's no puncture that goes through that would render the animal a trefa. The shaila is, do you have to be concerned that if there's a koitz, that means that presumably there was a nekef? The nekef is not there, it healed. But once there's a nekev, we said the scab is not a real heel. As a result, maybe we should treat it right now as a trefa. So the halach is a bikula, a marula, yashav like koitz beveshet, ein choshishin shema hivri. Says the Gemara, ula, maishna mi safik drusa. Why is this different than a safik drusa? We said that when it comes to a safik drusa, we're concerned. We have to be chayish that maybe this animal was really clawed. Maybe it's a trefa. I mean, it sounds like a very big kula, tainas the Gemara, that you have a koitz in the veshet, right? There's reason to, you have a smoking gun. There's reason to assume that maybe something happened over here. But at the same time, what's the halacha? In chayish and shema ivri. So why by Suffolk drusa, where you have circumstantial evidence that would seem to tell a story that maybe the animal was clawed, there we go, the chumra. So the Gemara says, it's not a kasha. You're assuming chayshish and lasafik drusa. It's not a Mishnah. Everybody agrees with that. Ula holds ain't chayshish and lasafik drusa. So Ula is l'shitasa. Ula is consistent. Ula is not worried that maybe the kites made a hole and now it healed somehow. Ula is also not worried about a safik drusa. Says the Gemara, I hear what? Ula is not worried about sveikis? And a very interesting Gemara. The next 10 lines where the Gemara is going to throw in a lot of lumdisha ideas. We'll do what we do. But says the Gemara, how could you tell me that you're not chayshish lasafik drusa? How could you tell me that if there's a kites and a vesha, you're not concerned that maybe there was really a neck of there. Why is it different than if somebody has two pieces of meat? One is kosher meat, the other meat is chalev, it's chayvi krisos. And what's the halacha? If someone has a suffik, which one he ate, he has to bring an asham talui. Obviously, mi suffik, you're going l'chumra. Why? If you're not chayish l'safik drusa, and you're not worried about the koitz that's in the veshet, why are you worried about this? The Gemara says, Hasam is chazik yisura. No, there it's different. Because over there, it's a chazik. You know for sure you have a non-kosher piece of meat. You're just not sure which one you ate. But being that there's a vadai non-kosher piece of meat, there it's going to be different. What about somebody who shechts? Shaykh was doing his thing. He did a shechita. And then he saw a pkam. He saw a nix on the knife. If there's a pkam on the knife, that's a problem, because then there's a concern that maybe the shechita wasn't done properly. And over there is a suffik. It's a very big issue. Now, over there was no vada yisr. In the case of two chatichos, he had one piece of meat that was chaylev. What's vadayasa? There's a concern that being that you know there was an issue with the knife, but not the piece of meat, maybe the animal became a treifa. You went ahead, you don't have the animal anymore, you chopped it up, it's already in the, it's in the fleischgeschäft already, so it's too late to go do a bedika. So why is it a problem? L'chayra, if you're not chayish for sofik drusa, you're not chayish for the koitz that's in the veshet, so why are you worried over here that because there was a pagam on the knife, maybe there was an issue? So the Gemara says the obvious answer. Hasam is the Ali Reyes of Asaki. Over here, even though there's nothing, there's no real piece of meat for sure that's aser, but at least the knife, which is the core of why we're concerned now, has a reis on it. It has a pekam. Says the Gemara, why is this different than every sofik tuma where the halacha is b'shus hayachet sveikoy tam? If the Gemara l'tamich according to you, nedami l'sofik tuma b'shus haram sveikoy tar. Why are you asking me a kasha from sofik tuma b'shus hayachet? Maybe bring a raya to me from sofik tuma b'shus haram where there is sveikoy tar. Ela hasam hilchas agmiri la misai. That's all halacha l'maish b'sinai. That's learned out from Saita. You can't bring any rayas from there. The obvious question the Gemara should have asked this is why don't we ask from a piece, somebody has a piece of meat in front of him, and he's not sure if it's kosher meat or it's non-kosher meat. He has a suffix. He just doesn't know if you're allowed to eat that piece of meat. Somebody has a piece of meat. He's just not sure if it's kosher. Not shtei chatichos, where one is for sure aser. There's no sakim paguma. We're not talking about suffix tumma, which is all halacha l'moishim yisinai. Very simple. A person has a piece of meat in front of him. He's not sure if it's kosher or not kosher. Suffix the rice or chumra. So why didn't the Gemara ask the kasha? Ulo, you're telling me you're not worried about suffix drusa. What about every most suffix the rice or chumra? There's no vadai iser. There's no reis. It's just a suffix. Good old fashioned suffix. I'm just not sure. So if I'm not sure, you go to chumra. Right? Isn't that the halacha of suffix the rice or chumra? So I am berishayim. Either way, Yosef, how many rabbanu kamei the rav kana be Yosef kamar. So one of the rabbanu was sitting in front of kana. He said the following: Nimtzas itma. He said over ulas halacha. What was ulas halacha again? Yoshav lekoitz beveshet. If you had a koitz, a thorn that was stuck into the veshet of the animal, it's not a problem. You don't have to worry. Now this. One of the Rabbanon, when he said over this halacha, he said over a little bit differently. He said if it was nimtzes, if it was found inside the veshet, it wasn't lodged in the veshet, it was found in the veshet. And what he added was, avo yashav cheshina. But if it was actually lodged into the wall of the veshet, that would be a problem. Amalu Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana said, leit tzisule, don't listen to what he just said. Why not? Yashav itmar, the halacha is yashav. Avol nimtzas, lo yitzrich le ula. But if it was only nimtzas in the veshet, you don't even need ula for that. Of course it's going to be okay. Why? Because the kulu chayi briyasa kutzi achlon. Because all the chayas, they're always eating thorns. I mean, anytime you chop up an animal, you're going to find thorns inside the veshet. So don't bring me rayas from there. That has absolutely no bearing. So before we go weiter, just one ha'ara. That is, we mentioned very briefly yesterday, the Rambam in Perikei Hilchas Shechita. So again, it says the halacha of treifa in one pasuk in the Torah explicitly. It's implied in another pasukim, but mefurish it's one pasuk. It's in Parshas Mishpatim. It's tucked away. It says ubasa basal the treifa loy sechela, which literally means a drusa, an animal that was clawed. Loy sechela, animal's alive because if it's not alive, it's anyways an avela. So we're talking about an animal that's alive. Says the Torah loy sechela, you should not eat it. Stating that halacha l'moishim yisinai, we know yud ches treifos. That's only of treifos, and you have the seven. All the toldos. There's a whole says the Rambam. Perikei halacha gimel hilchas shechita. Afal pisha kulan halacha l'moishim yisinai. Even though all the treifos halacha l'moishim yisinai, hoyol ve'in lucha beferish betorah eludrusa. Being that mefurish in the Torah, there's only one, and that's a drusa chmiruba. The halacha is that a drusa is more chamer. The chol suffix sheyistapik bedrusa aser. And it's where is it manifest the chumrah? That if you have a suffix, if an animal is a drusa, or if an animal is not a drusa, you go to chumrah. What about other treifos? V'shar minei treifos? Yesh ben tzveikos mutarim. Not always is the suffix going to be aser. But sometimes the suffix is going to be mutar, k'moshe yizbar. So says the Rambam, something fascinating. It's true, all the treifas are the same. There's nothing to talk about. Every treif is the same. But at the same time, you do have to realize that the Torah wrote one mefurish. The other ones, we only know mipi HaKabbalah. We know halacha l'maish misinai, which suggests that there's something more chamer about Jerusalem than all the other ones. Where does it manifest itself, the chumrah? Says the Rambam. When it comes to a Jerusalem, kol suffix sheyistapik b'drusa asa. Every suffix drusa is going to be asa. When it comes to one of the other treifos, yesh ben tzveikos mutarim, it's not necessarily going to always be us. In other words, the Rambam is saying very, very clearly, shvartzen weiss, that suffik drusa is more chamer than an ordinary suffik. Fregen, the Achroinim, every single Achroin asks this Kasha, that I don't understand how the Rambam learned this Gemara, and that's Mamash before the Gemara. The Gemara over here asks the Kasha, that Rabbi said, Veshet, Ein Loi Bedika. So the Gemara's Kasha was, that Ula said, I'm sorry, Yosha Loi Koitz Beveshet, Ein Chayesh Hashem Ha'ivri, that if an animal has a Koitz inside its Veshet, right, the halach is, you're not worried. Why not? Misafik, you can assume that there was never a nekev there. And as you have not, faith Gemara, why is it different than a safik drusa? Why is it different than a safik drusa? Safik drusa, that's the Rambam. That's mefurish in the Torah. By a safik drusa, you go l'chumra. As it relates to other treifas, you don't necessarily always go l'chumra. But that question, maishna misafik drusa, in light of what the Rambam says in Perek Halacha Gimel Hilchos Shechita, is very, very shver. Now, the answer to that kasha is a real treifas teretz. We're not ready for that. But the truth is, there's another kasha on the Rambam. That is, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Hilchos Treifas, Simen Chof Tes, it's Ois Chof Hei, asks as follows. V'atam shekosav b'Rambam, d'lochei machmirinam b'drusa yoysem, b'neishu mefurish b'teira, ina kavona shehi chamura yoysem, yidava shalachal mesh mesin. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, yeah, it's posha to me, that even though the Rambam says that Drusa is more chamer because Drusa is mefurish in the Torah. He doesn't mean that something that's mefurish in the Torah is more chamer than Allah l'mayishim esinai. Chalila loymarke. It's also to say that. You're not allowed to say that. Because you're somehow questioning the validity of and the credibility of Allah l'mayishim esinai. Allah l'mayishim esinai and a pasuk is one and the same. Torah shebiksav, Torah shebapeh. There's no haitzim yilibin shal tzadaykim. Chalila loymarke. You're not allowed to say that. There's no difference between Torah shebiksav and Torah shebapeh. And more so, says Darach HaShulchan, Dal pia Allah l'mayishim esinai, Kulam nichlalu bepasik the treif alay sachelu. What's the halacha l'mayishim esinai? The pasik means this, and oh, by the way, there's that also. No, the halacha l'mayishim esinai incorporates all the treifas in the pasik. You have to know where its merumas in the pasik. But the point is, there's no way that there's a seder that something that's mefurish in the Torah could be more chamer than halacha l'mayishim esinai. And based on that, he mutches. So what does the Rambam mean? And he says a pshat, ayin shav. But I think that it's worth mentioning one maramakim, we spoke this out before, and that is Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan, in his Kuntres Divrei Sefer, says just the opposite. Rabbi Chanan says, I'm going to tell you your side. And that is that we know this Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebapeh. Anything that's mefurish in Torah Shebiksav is more chamer than something that we only know from a drasha, something that we only know from Torah Shebapeh. And even if both things are dinei de'oraisa, it doesn't matter. Something that's mefurish in the Torah is more chamer than something that's not mefurish in the Torah. He brings four rayas. Let's just mention two. The first raya is that we know the halacha is that bia b'miktsa shmabia. Machlik is in the Gemara. Bia b'miktsa shmabia or bia b'miktsa loy shmabia. So, for example, a tummy is not allowed to enter the Azar. What if he does Biyabim Mixes? What if his hands enter the Azar? So it's a shayl in the Gemara. Toysfis in Masech Tizvachim, Daf Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, this is where we spoke this out, asks Akasha that we know that the Metzayra, as part of his Tahira, he would have to stand by the Shar Niknar. He would have to stick his hands, his Matan Bahinas, so that he can get the Tahira from the Osham of the Metzayra that he brought. According to the man that holds Biyabim Mixes Shmabia, when this Metzayra sticks his hands into the Azara, he's walking into the Azara. So why are we making him much? He has to have his hand stretched out. Well, why can't he just walk in? If Biyabim Mixes is Loy Shmabia, so it makes sense. You don't want him to walk in because then he's going to be over the Isser of Tumas Mikdash Vekadasha. But if Biyabim Mixes is Shmabia anyways, so he anyways walked in. If he anyways walked in, what's the point of this charade? Let him stand here, let him stick his hands in. L'chayr, just walk in. You're anyways walking in. Says Tosfos, it's true. But being that it's not mefurish in the Torah that bia b'miktzas, it's for that reason we'd rather violate a bia b'miktzas than violate a bia skulai. Not that there's a difference. There's no difference between bia b'miktzas and bia skulai. If you hold bia b'miktzas shma bia and somebody enters bia b'miktzas, he's over tumas miktash v'kadashav. But at the end of the day, when it says in the Torah that a tummy is not allowed to enter, the literal meaning of the pasuk is you can't enter shaynahay. Now we learn out bia b'miktzas shma bia. But if we're going to have to be if we're going to have to violate one of them, we'd rather violate the Biyabim Mixes than go ahead and violate the one that's before Shem the Torah. Another raya Rabbi Chanan brings is the famous Ran, the Ran in the Dharm, Daf Chesem and Aleph, where we know the halacha is that if somebody makes a shvua to be mevatel a mitzvah or to be mekayim a mitzvah, so the halacha is the shvua is not chal, right? Ain't shvua chal a shvua, we're mushbev in Me'ar Sinai to do mitzvahs and to not do averes. So the halacha of the shvua is not going to be chal. But the Ran famously says, this is Nedarim and Shvua is 101, that the only time Nishb mitzvah levatal as a mitzvah is not chal. That's only if it's a mitzvah that's mefurish in the Torah. It's Torah shebiksav. But if it's Torah shebapeh, then you don't have this halach. Says Rav Chanan, it's mefurish aran. So you see in the Ran, there's a chumrah in Torah shebiksav versus Torah shebiksav, even though they're both deraisa. No one said that. And here you have a real halachic nafkumino. The halacha says the Ran, nishba levatal, nishba laver, that whole idea is only if something that's mefurish in the Torah. But if something is not mefurish in the Torah, over there you're not going to have that halacha. It brings another ayah, by the way, from a Gemara Masechtas Zvachim, worth mentioning, in Perek Kol HaTodr. So the Gemara over there is discussing, right, the Seder. Kol HaTodr Mechaveru, Koidom Lechaveru, Kol HaMekudosh Mechaveru, Koidom Lechaveru, Todr Mekudosh, Ezemem Koidom, all those Gemaras, Chatas and Oila. So we've seen a lot. So one of the things that the Mishnah over there says that a Chatas always comes before an Asham. So if you have a Shaila, bring a Chatas. You have a Shaila, bring an Asham. Bring the Chatas. Why? Says the Gemara, because Chatas has two things over Asham. Lepnei Shedama Nitein Al Arba Karnos. Number one, the Chatas went on the four corners in the Mizbeach. The Asham was Shtaim Shein Arba. Va'ala Yisoid. And the Shirayim of the Chatas went on the Yisoid. Now, if you read the Gemara, it sounds like the Shirayim of an Asham did not go on the Yisoid. That's not true. The Shirayim of an Asham also went on the Yisoid. And the Tosyantif already points that out in the Mishnah. Says the Tosyantif, what does it mean when the Mishnah says that the Chatas is on the Yisoid, not the Asham? What it means is that by the Chatas, it says Mefurish in the Torah that the Shirayim goes on the Yisoid. The Asham we only learn from Midrasha. And being that by one it's Mefurish in the Torah, the Din Shirayim, the other one it's only by the Torah Shva Peh, that makes Chatas Mekudish Mechaver. It's unbelievable. So Chatas is more Kaddish than Asham because Chatas has a mitzvah of Shirayim liyosoy that's mefurish in the parsha of Chatas as opposed to Asham. The bottom line is Rabbi Chanan has three, he has a fourth raya also, but Rabbi Chanan has rayas. We just mentioned three. Toisus and Zvachim Lamed Beis Amed Beis, the Ran and the Dorim, Daf Ches Amed Aleph, and a Diyuk with a Toisus Yontif in a Gemara in the beginning of Perek Kol HaTodr, that there's a concept that something that's mefurish in the Torah is more chomer than something that's not mefurish in the Torah. I think that's Pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam says that the Jerusa, that's mefurish in the Torah. As it relates to the others, that's only Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai. And it plays itself out, it manifests itself in Halacha. Suffolk, Jerusalem, you never have an option. You always have to go to Chumrah. However, as it relates to a Suffolk, with regards to the other Trefis, sometimes you go to Chumrah, sometimes you go to Kula. The Aruch HaShulchan said he doesn't understand Pshat in the Rambam. He says, Chalila Leimerkein. Chalila Leimerkein. We have it in Rabbi Chanan, Hashem Yom Kamdama, in Kuntres Divrei Seifrim. Oysi Yotes, I think that's the Pshat in this Rambam. Either way, we'll have to stop here.